number two of that 590 show coming at you live. 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger and John Giamatti Rudolph in the studio. Matt Rocchio sent him home sick. He still looked bad. He was about as white as a ghost.
He was.
Yeah, he still looked bad.
Matt Rocchio.
Yeah, he probably should have stayed home another day, to be honest with you. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. And the text line, 855-282-8255. We are guest-free for the remaining hour. This is normally when we'd be talking to Kevin Brackett about the movies that are in the theaters, but he is on a two-week honeymoon.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, hashtag blessed is right. He sent me a message today. He's like, oh, by the way, I'm still out. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I'm like, are you still in Florida? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm not going to want to come back. I'm like, why would you? You might as well move down there. Yeah. It's been 2 weeks.
For real.
Might as well just say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to be down here from now on. I'm just going to be a beach bum.
I'd do it.
I would, too. Why not? But I think they have a kid together, so that makes it a little bit different. But, yeah, why not just move down there and just get a job at a beach bar and hang out?
I always think about moving to Florida. If I were to leave St. Louis, which 90% of people don't, I would move to... I mean, I do love it here, but I would probably like to move to Florida at some point in time.
Well, why Florida?
I hate the cold weather.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Absolutely hate winter. It's dark. It's depressing.
So, like, to an extent. Heat and humidity, that's your thing.
Not heat, yes, but humidity, no. Well, I hate, I mean, that's true. It does get humid. Swamp humid.
Yes. Be prepared for swamp ass at a very high level. But, I mean, I don't know. If I was going to move to a different area, I'd almost rather live in Southern California where the weather's just a little bit better. San Diego is paradise on earth. I don't know if anybody's ever been. But San Diego is amazing. That's where I would rather be. Pro Football Focus has their foundation draft, their top 10 players on who you would take in order to build your foundation, the foundation of your team around. Number 10, Kirk Cousins. Number 9, Cam Newton. Number 8, Matt Ryan. Number 7, Marcus Mariota. Number 6, Jameis Winston. Number 5, Dak Prescott. Number 4, Derek Carr. 3, Russell Wilson. 2, Andrew Luck. And the number 1 quarterback to build your franchise around would be Aaron Rodgers. I can't say I really disagree with any of that.
I'm 100% on the board with that.
Yeah, especially Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, he's not the most accomplished quarterback. I mean, that's asinine to say.
His time will come.
Is he the best quarterback I've ever seen with these two eyes? The best person I've ever seen play the position of quarterback?
100%.
Yes, I think he's the best.
Without having Tom Brady-esque players with him.
Well,
constantly.
I mean, no, Tom Brady doesn't have that. I mean, other than Gronk, Tom Brady doesn't exactly have great players either.
I guess it's a good
but
point.
Tom Brady, I mean, it's kind of like a system, the way that they play in. And he's Tom Brady, he's a statue back there. He's, I mean, obviously, Tom Brady's a fantastic quarterback.
Oh,
I'd be stupid to tell you not the otherwise. I'm just saying that people like to move the pocket, throwing on the run, deep balls, touch throws. Aaron Rodgers is the best I've ever seen. Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Leon joins us. Good evening, Leon. How are you?
I'm doing good tonight. How are you guys? I'm being a little warm.
Yeah, just a little bit hot, but hopefully you're inside someplace having a cold one.
A little AC and a little toasted, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I like that. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about the Cardinals.
Okay.
You know, it's time to blow the ship up. They're not going to compete this year. They're not going to go out and get a big name. And as we heard or read from the local other FM dial part, that, you know, the dimwits aren't going to go out and spend anything. So it's time to move on from Lance Lynn, since we're going to come in second place if we try to get him next year. We're going to offer him $11 or $12 million on a shorty deal, and somebody's going to come in and offer him $15 and $16, and the Cardinals are going to say, well, we tried.
Don't
time to move Lance Lynn and get a couple prospects. It's time to move Izzy Jr., and I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it is, I don't know, whether you plan for the next year or two with Yachty and Waino and Karp and some of the other pieces that you've already acquired, i.e. Fowler and Cecil, who I think now we're okay with, what we thought we were stuck with. It is what it is, but there's got to be some there's got to be some thinning of the roots because we know how much they like the low-priced players.
Yeah, and Lee, hold on one second, Leon, before we get to your second point. As a Cardinal fan, aren't you tired of hearing that, though, when you see that they made, you know, over $300 million in revenue last year? You know they're going to make around the same again this year, and they have that $100 billion TV or that $1 billion TV deal coming with Fox Sports Midwest. How tired are you hearing that, okay, well, we just don't want to spend the money?
Well, we don't want to spend the money is one thing, but when you clout that you have baseball's best fans, but you're milking them
yes.
as baseball's best fans, let's be frank. They have a $100 million supposed building where Lake DeWitt once was, or what I like to call the mosquito pond, or the softball field where there was a parking lot once.
Yeah, I remember that, that big dirt hole.
All the revenue that comes from there is unreported. So as far as I'm concerned, they're earning probably twice as much from their operation.
Could very well be. What was your second point, sir?
Second point is the, I'm going to say it nicely, the Bleach and Pineapple Sideshow Bob activity going on between the MMA and the boxing world. I am a huge boxing fan, and I love the MMA. But the supposed, what we call them, press conference lineups and multiple cities around the country has made what could have been the best fight since Thunderlips and Rocky into a basically a matchup of Jose Canseco and Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, I think Brett Okamoto was right. I think that four press conferences was probably too many. Just have the two, have one in L.A., have one in Brooklyn, and then be done with it.
It's been an embarrassment just to watch. I do appreciate, though, and I don't know if you guys get a chance, Fox Sports 2 was showing them, quote, unedited, other than, the, I think, the 12 major words
sure.
that the FCC does regulate. But they were letting Dana White and others go with the F-bomb, and they were letting it through. Those were, on a few of those guys, when they were talking, it is so frustrating as somebody who loves just to watch the sport to see how they're just dragging it in the dirt. And it's embarrassing.
And this fight's going to be embarrassing, too, because Mayweather is just going to absolutely...
It's going to be a bloodbath.
I don't know if it's going to be a bloodbath, but Mayweather's going to be absolutely embarrassing Conor McGregor in there. Conor McGregor's going to look like somebody they pull from the stands and then tape some gloves on him and say, go out there and get him.
Remember Rocky won in the first three rounds?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to say that Apollo Creed's going to duck and jive, but I think that we can both say, or all of us that are talking right here, can say that if you've seen Mayweather fight, you know he has one style. It is defense turned to offense. And he moves and moves and moves and then throws a punch. He doesn't move and throw a punch. He makes two or three moves. And it's going to be one of the most boring things until McGregor either, one, gets disqualified for using a move he can't, or two, it turns into Sideshow Bob and we find that, you know, Team Voltron fights, you know, Team McGregor.
Yeah.
That was the most embarrassing thing yesterday when he tried to get his handlers into it with the other handlers.
I think how the fight's going to end, I think that it's going to be a technical knockout for Floyd Mayweather because I think it's going to be good. McGregor's the longest fight McGregor ever had was the Nate Diaz decision, the second fight with Nate Diaz, and that was a five-round, five-minute fight. That was 25 minutes. That's like,
that
you know, 25. Eight rounds.
Okay. Somebody said that to me.
Yeah, that's like eight rounds of boxing. So
is he pretty winded afterwards too?
He was exhausted really? After that, yeah. So I just think that Mayweather's just gonna, you know, just keep jabbing him and jabbing him, and the referee's gonna be like, look, you're not defending yourself. If you don't start defending yourself, I'm gonna stop the fight. And McGregor's not gonna quit. They're not gonna throw in the towel. He's gonna go back out there and Mayweather's gonna keep tagging him, and that's gonna be the end of it.
At what point does McGregor stop trying to throw bombs and start to clutch and grab and cheap you?
That could be
too.
There's
going to be some forearms. There's going to be forearms, and I bet you there's an elbow or two to Mayweather's head.
Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it wouldn't shock me. Leon, last Friday we had Chris Van Heerden, who is a WBO, former WBO welterweight champion, and Matt Rocchio asked him, did you ever get the sense that McGregor was going to resort back to his old MMA style fighting, like, you know, maybe trying to go to the ground or do some of that stuff? And he said, no, I never got that sense, but we were just sparring. So it doesn't mean that he's not going to do that when the real bullets are flying in August.
Interesting thoughts, guys.
Thanks,
I look
Leon.
Forward to hearing some more. Have a good night.
You too, Leon. We appreciate the phone call as always, sir. We have a text coming in from the Baldwin Bottom Feeder. If I'm moving anywhere, it's Maui, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that'd be the greatest place to live in the world, but it's more expensive than Los Angeles, California.
It's very expensive, but here's another thing, too. Have you ever talked to anybody who's lived in Hawaii?
Could the island fever?
After a while, they hate it. Yeah, you start feeling isolated. It looks like paradise on Earth. Like, you're like, man, how could anybody get tired of living here? I met a couple people who got really tired of living in Hawaii. You think it wouldn't be the case, but yeah, they do.
First, they're probably loving it. But see, me and you, we could, if we really wanted to, I'm not saying I'm going to, but I could drive to Chicago after this show if I want to. I'm not going to, but with Maui, you have to take a $3,000 flight back
to
California.
And you're right about the expense, too. I mean, it's
everything's
so
shipped.
Expensive.
Everything's shipped in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, like, Hawaii, obviously, it'd be fun, but...
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be a great place. I'd like to... I thought about moving there for a little bit, just taking
Hawaii?
On...
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just taking on, like, a resort job or something like that, but it's just so expensive.
I don't know. Like, I thought about... I toyed around with the idea of moving to Seattle. This was about 10 years ago. I toyed around with that idea, and I heard, everybody says, well, it rains there all the time. It actually rains more in Alabama than it does in Seattle.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. A lot of people don't know that. Florida would be fun, but man, like me and humidity, we do not exactly get along.
That, and I couldn't live in like an Orlando because it just a tourist trap that would just get old after a while.
My friends who live in New York, they like living in New York City, but there's certain areas where they will not go and
never go to
Times Square.
Yeah,
no.
Times Square, yep.
My friend JC, you could not get him to Times Square. I mean, it had to be at gunpoint. That's the only way that he would go.
It's just a tourist trap.
Tourist track like you would not believe.
Like us going to the Arch. I've been there before, but I have no ambition to ever go there anytime soon.
Noco Turkey Neck texts again. I hear Hawaii has bad traffic.
I think it does, because from what I read up on when I was trying to move to Hawaii, everything runs on what they call Hawaii time. So people aren't really, there's really no sense of, I don't want to say there's no sense of urgency, but it's kind of just like really laid back, I guess, what they try to explain.
I mean, if you're living in paradise, what's the hurry?
That's true. That's a good point.
You kind of hear that about people who live in any kind of tropical setting.
And they don't like people that aren't native to Hawaii.
I've heard that,
I don't want to say they're racist, but I mean, not racist, but they don't like people like because it's a tourist trap.
They don't like outsiders.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tourist trap.
What were you going to do when you moved to Hawaii? What was going to be your occupation?
Well, I looked into radio. I looked into pretty much any job out there, just in general. Yeah, I was going to do. I didn't want to go work at like a McDonald's or something. I mean, I guess I would have if on top of another job if I really had to, but I'd rather not.
Some friends of mine, we were having this discussion. If you could pick one school to go to for a year and play a sport and you are the big stud on that campus, what school would you go to? And my friend Al says Hawaii every single time. Huh. He goes, I'm going to the University of Hawaii.
Hmm.
I always say USC.
USC, I'd say Alabama.
I have you seen the USC Songgirls?
No.
Okay.
We're
going to take a commercial break. Giamatti's going to look up the USC Songgirls, and then when we come back, he's going to say, like, yeah, you know what? You were right. We're going to go to USC. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so go.